fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. The first time we have had the good fortune. Oh, my God. It fell off the boot.
Dang, man. We were just talking about that 10 seconds ago.
I love it. There's no better way to start off my first interview I've ever done with Mark Briscoe. You can see him this Saturday at AEW Wrestle Dream taking on Chris Jericho. Mark, how you doing, man?
Good, John. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Like right out of the gate, I want to share what is one of my favorite Fightful adjacent pictures ever. The first ever awards that we did. And this picture means an awful lot to me right here. It is yourself. It is yourself and FTR holding the tag team match of the year award. Now, a funny story about that, Mark. The Briscoes and FTR were first place. The Briscoes and FTR were second place.
Oh, my goodness.
And you all split the vote so much with your two matches that third place almost snuck in and won because people couldn't decide which of your two matches that they liked the most.
That's cool. That's crazy.
So you all were close to ending up with like 65% of the vote, and somebody else almost snuck in
stole
there.
Almost stole it.
Man, that is such an iconic series of matches, and I'm sure it's something that you're going to get brought up. People are going to bring that up for the rest of your life. How does that feel to know that you have made an impact on people to that degree?
Yeah, it was just just how everything worked out, how everything came together, and just how it happened. Now that it's in the past, it was almost like a dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember the Backseat Boys used to have a tag team move called the Dream Sequence. It was like a dream sequence, man. It was like, and then with Jamin passing just over a month later, like it even makes it more like crazy, like. Even makes it more legendary. You know what I mean? Like, it's just wild. Like, it's crazy.
Obviously, your brother is integrated as a part of this storyline. I heard one of the most entertaining stories about you two that I could have ever heard. And here's what I love. You're giggling right now because you have no idea. You're like, there's like 1,000 of them. Mm-hmm. I was interviewing a couple fellas that go by the name of Eric and Ivar in WWE. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, man, you know, they're rugged guys, but they're caring guys. And they talked about one time one of them needed help taping their ankle. Mm-hmm. And you and your brother were arguing over how to tape it right. Mm-hmm. And you ended up slugging it out. Yes. And I think it was Ivar that's like, by the time I was done, he's like, I had like 6 inches of tape around my ankle. They're fighting each other.
No, yeah.
Was this common for you guys? Because, I mean, we saw you all duke it out in the ring, but – I mean, nothing like brotherly love.
Man, it was all the time, man. It was like, it was almost, people would get caught off guard because we'd snap at each other and like be full on, like these two crazy looking dudes are about to brawl right here in the middle of wherever, fill in the blank, in the middle of the shopping mall, in the middle of TGI Fridays, in the middle of the airport, wherever it may be. And then they'd be like, boom. And then we're good. And we're just back to, we're just right back to, because that's how we've always been. Like, he'd say something stupid, like he usually did. And I'd be like, man, I tell him it was stupid. And then he'd tell me his little piece. And then, boom. And then we just click right back in or vice versa, of course.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I also love your words of the day. How do you decide your word of the day? Do you have input from other people? Do you just, are you running through a thesaurus? How does that work?
The word of the day is just a thing that just happens. It just happens on its own. Sometimes there's multiple words of the day. Sometimes there wasn't even a word of the day before you asked me that question. But at this point, there is the word of the day. It's tomfoolery.
I love tomfoolery. That's a good one.
Apply it as you will.
Tomfoolery. I mean, listen,
Yeah.
You've gotten into some tomfoolery in your day.
Yeah, here and there. Here and there.
So, I mean, in AEW, I'm interested in the process here because I don't know how much you would have worked with writers in ROH or anywhere else. Do they leave you to your own devices? Is it like a give and take situation? Because like anybody that has seen you talk in any capacity knows you don't really need much help coming up with stuff to say.
I mean, you know, I think they, everybody in the creative department at AEW is all very respectful of the art of the artiste, you know, yes. What I mean, whoever that may be. And so, yeah, there's always suggestions and input and, oh man, I thought this was cool or whatever, but there's never a, all right, this is what you must say type thing. It's always up to us what we say, really. And then Bam. It could be critiqued or tweaked or twerked or whatever, you know, but no, that's part of the beauty of AEW. Just having the having that creative freedom and that looseness when it comes to what you do, what you say, who you are, who your character is.
And we've seen a lot of that involved in this Chris Jericho feud. We've seen a like lighter side of you. We've seen a more serious side. Chris Jericho is one of those guys that when you look at, you're like, oh wait, these two haven't ever wrestled before. And you're like, well, when would they have crossed paths before then? Like, you all just happened to miss each other all these times. Christopher Daniels had told me in the past that was a guy that, like, a lot of people assumed he had wrestled. He had just never come across.
Right.
What is that like for you, knowing that your careers have been parallel in many ways for the last couple decades, but you haven't run into each other until now?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I think that's just part of, to me, that just is attributed to the beauty of professional wrestling, how something like that could be the case where, you know, guys have been doing it at the highest level at the same exact time, but never crossed paths. And I mean, that's going on everywhere, you know, cause there's so many different flavors, you know. Pro wrestling is different strokes for different folks. You know, you got the Lucha Libre, you got strong style, you got deathmatch wrestling, you got, I mean, everything that pro wrestling is. The beauty of pro wrestling is that it's the greatest variety show in the world. And it really is cool where a guy like me and a guy like Jericho, when we finally do, our paths finally do cross. And, you know, I think it's going to be they come into paths. They come in, we almost there. When they, I think it's going to be wow.
The current ROH world champion, and obviously you are an integral part of that ROH history. I mean, honestly, the ROH tag team division made me fall back in love with tag team wrestling. I'm talking about the Briscoes, world's greatest tag team for a while, which is wild. I noticed you and your brother ran into Charlie Haas like in 2000. You guys wrestled him before he ever made it to WWE, yeah?
Yeah, we were his punching bags as they were in the midst of getting signed, him and his brother Russ.
Yeah.
We were training. We had just broke in. We started in May of 2000. It was supposed to be me versus Jay, but then the two local legendary heels, Fabulous Mozart Fontaine and Mr. Ooh La La, came down and said, "What are you two pipsqueaks doing?"
Mr. Ooh La La. Wow. I hadn't heard that name in forever.
Yes. Yes. The greatest, man. And so they came down and said, "Y'all ain't wasting these people time by wrestling each other. We're going to teach you the what's what, and we're going to kick your butts here in Wilmington, Delaware." Well, we ended up getting the victory, me and my brother. But after the match, Charlie Haas and Russ Haas, they attacked us after the match. So, I mean, it was right after our first match, we started a program with the Haas brothers. And like I said, that was right at the time that they were getting ready to go to WWE, which there was no NXT at the time. It was WWF at the time. But tragically, Russ, he passed, you know. Mm-hmm. And so then Charlie, he ended up finding Shelton. And, yeah, it ended up being Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin versus the Briscoe brothers in Ring of Honor. So that was
who is now back in AEW, Shelton Benjamin. Like,
yeah, man.
if you look back at, I want to say like 2012, 13, that era of tag team wrestling, like there's a whole generation of fans. They do not realize that Andre Chase was teaming with his brother in ROH 12 years ago. Like there's such a rich history. And now you're carrying the torch for that. What was it like when you achieved that moment or found out you're about to be ROH champion? Because I mean, that's something that obviously has to mean something important to you.
Yeah. And I mean, that was just that was another thing that was like, it was too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence. That's why, I feel like God had his hand in it, how I ended up winning that title on the anniversary of when my brother won the title, and it was in Philadelphia, which is right up the road for a lot of our friends and family, can just drive up 2 hours to Philly, where if it happened to be in Chicago or Los Angeles or wherever, then they wouldn't have been able to be there. But yeah, that was real cool, man. I mean, just being there from the first show in Ring of Honor and seeing the beginning of it all and what that title really means in the history of the title, and actually being in the building for some of those matches, and then comes full circle and, you know what I mean? I get a shot at the title in Philly. It's just really cool, man. There are no words, man. It's just really, really cool.
Now, obviously, the title is on the line this weekend. We've seen a lot more of late the title being defended on ROH TV as well. Is that something that assuming you beat Chris Jericho, you want to continue to do? Because I know that's something a lot of longtime ROH viewers are keen on, is seeing that title defended on ROH TV.
Yeah, man. I think ROH TV,
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
ROH, the current iteration of ROH, the pay-per-views, man, they're among the best shows in professional wrestling throughout the world. We got to get this TV cranked up, We got to get this TV cranked up. So absolutely, absolutely, I want to have these marquee matches on Ring of Honor TV, title defenses, and we got to get it out there. The people got to know about it because they ain't going to come watch it if they don't know about it. If they know about it, they're going to come find it. So, yeah, that's a good question. Very good question.
2002 was obviously a very important year for pro wrestling because we had just lost WCW and ECW, and then ROH and TNA kind of emerged. You all were making your names on the indies like pretty well, like right before that. Was there anywhere else that you all were looking at and you're like, well, maybe this is going to blow up? Because until ROH and TNA showed up, There were some emerging places, like there was CZW, and I know you all were going to Japan as well. But was there anywhere else that you all looked at and you're like, well, maybe this is going to take off?
No, I mean, at the time, it was really, it really was there was only the one horse in the race, really. It was WWF, soon to be WWE. I mean, that was, it was like everything else was the indies, and Ring of Honor felt special when it started because it was just an indie show, but it ended up being like the all-star game of the indies. Like, they're flying in people from across the country, the Mike Modest and Chris Daniels, and them coming in from California for an indie show in Philly. So Ring of Honor was the first, one of the first things that felt really special in that time period. CZW, see, I've always been, my mindset is that when ECW was absorbed by WWE, the spirit of ECW, right there in the Northeast, right in Philly, there was Ring of Honor, which was the work rate, the Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, when all those guys came through, all the way up to Harvey D and Jerry Lynn and Tajiri and Super Crazy. That's where that branch of the spirit went with Ring of Honor, and the hardcore extreme branch went with CZW at the time. And so that's kind of how I viewed that little transition in wrestling history.
Here's one I'm wondering. What is the hardest Mark Briscoe has ever been hit?
Ever been hit?
Yeah, in the ring specifically.
The hardest I've ever...
Like a time that you were in the ring and you were like, oh, okay.
The first thing that really comes to mind was when we wrestled Homicide and Hernandez. And Homicide, which is, you know, we buddies from way back. So, you know, when you're in there with your buddies, it's, you know, sometimes it gets,
they get a little too comfortable.
Yeah, you can get a little hot and heavy. So I go to kick him and he catches my foot and I smacked him full on right on the face. And his eyes, like something in his eyes just went blank and he threw my leg down and just headbutted me. I mean, directly. In the bullseye of my face, right in my nose, tears and blood, and then like, oh, well, all right, I guess that's what I get. But that's the first one that comes to mind. But you know, I've been hit mighty hard many a time. So
that's what I was thinking. I was like, so that had to register pretty high up there, because I mean,
it was a flash, man. It was a boom.
You're not exactly out there having pillow fights.
Yeah, no.
So if Homicide registers there, that's got to be something. I'm interested this far into your career, which it's so wild because you are so deep into a career, and like the mid to late 30s are like a wrestler's prime these days. It's so like science, the way that people take care of themselves, trainers and all that stuff. It goes such a long way. Is there anybody that you're looking at and you're like, I still want to work them. I haven't been able to, and I still want to get in there with them. Maybe kind of like you have with Jericho ahead of WrestleDream.
I mean, whoever I haven't had the pleasure of of squaring off with, you know what I mean? There's
the Outrunners.
Yeah, I had no. We've already done that dance, baby.
That's true.
Yep. Yep. We squeaked one by on them, but man, Mark Briscoe and Brian Danielson have never wrestled one-on-one. We shared the same ring, you know, probably a dozen times, but never one-on-one. So, you know.
Funny enough, you and your brother beat he and Nigel McGuinness together. That's right. Back in the day as well. It's wild to see how far they've come. Now, obviously, he has announced, like, he is – whenever he loses next, he is wrapping up his in-ring career. Do you remember the first time you were in the ring with him? And was it a situation where you could both kind of tell, yeah, we're going to be seeing each other down the line for quite some time?
Now, I tell you, the first time I was in the ring with Brian, it was me and Jay versus Brian and Samoa Joe. And so just real quick, in a nutshell, the event that me and my brother went to, that we gave the promoter our backyard wrestling VHS, which is what got us. He agreed to train us at 15 and 16 with, you know, parents had to sign liability waivers and whatnot. But that show was a Super 8 in 2000. And so Brian Danielson, he's a Super 8 alumni. And so like Brian Danielson, he was just kind of breaking in, but him and Spanky, there was a group of them that Shawn Michaels trained down there. And so they had this reputation. Oh, Shawn Michaels trained these guys. And I just remember American Dragon versus Low Key. And I just, that was like one of those matches where as a young wrestling fan, it's just like, it just has you so sucked in and drawn in and captivated. That so I was kind of at the time, first time that me and Brian wrestled, which was me and my brother Jay versus him and Samoa Joe, I was in a little bit in awe of American Dragon, not to mention Samoa Joe's big burly, scary self. I'm probably 17, maybe 18 years old, but I've not nearly grown into my full-grown body. And so, yeah, Brian kicked the shit out of me that match, if I remember correctly. Yep, he kicked the shit out of me that match. Now, fast forward to 2006, 2007, 2008, when I started getting my footing and my confidence and a little bit more beef and bulk on me, I remember we had a match in Japan in Noah. It was a tag league, junior tag league. It was me and my brother versus him and Davey Richards. And we both hurt our knee in the same match. The next day, we had like a 10-hour drive to Osaka.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then one of the Noah guys, they put us in touch with this local, like a healer, like a medicine guy, something. I mean, he wasn't like a medicine man, you know.
And, yeah.
But it was like a, you know, like a local doctor, but like alternative style doctor.
Sure.
Me and Brian hobbled the streets of Osaka. I brought this up to him. He vaguely remembered, but we hobbled the streets of Osaka for like 2 hours on bad knees to find this guy who did a little bit of work on our knees. And then, yeah, we had to hobble on back.
That is incredible. I remember, God, there was a there was probably in 07, I think, when you guys were there. Cause I remember you all were, it felt like when I would read the results online, you all were in the ring with each other. It felt like every week or so there for a couple months. Like it was cool to see that. As we wrap up, a reminder, Chris Jericho versus Mark Briscoe at AEW Wrestle Dream. Your farm has become that of wrestling lore as well. People love to talk about it. They love to visit it. They love to fight on the farm. We saw Jeff Jarrett and Satnam Singh and Jay Lethal on the farm. What is it like for you to basically become the Ribera Steakhouse of America for pro wrestling?
Well,
you need to start handing out jackets.
Yeah, right. Quite the honor. Quite the honor. You know, the little farm at Sandy Fork is we never who'd have known that it would be a worldwide phenomenon, but you know, here we are, and yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we're proud of what we do. You know, what we grew up, I remember it was always me and Jamin always, I mean, we're less than a year apart. We're always fighting, wrestling, playing, whatever. And then dad always, yep, gotta go check the chickens. I'm just saying, hey, what, check the chickens? What exactly does he do when he goes and checks the chickens? You know, but now it's, you know, it's just always been embedded into us. So, yes, sir.
Well, Mark Briscoe, very much looking forward to it. AEW Wrestle Dream this Saturday on pay-per-view. Mark Briscoe, I want to thank you so much for the time. And, of course, all you've done for wrestling for the last 25 years as well.
John, thank you, sir.
Greatly appreciated. Guys, check it out. Until next time, we are out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC,
and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.